Okay, we have Devin Post with one strike one. We are missing a couple pieces to our equipment this evening, so I'm going to try to give this broadcast through the microphone on the computer. Won't be great, but we'll see. Devin Post makes contact right to the pitcher. That was 1-2-3 outs in the first inning. They basically just hit it right back to the pitcher. The pitcher is Emily Keith. We are here at Salina. Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated because we couldn't find the cord, so we're going to try it like this. The Lady Indian softball team is playing Salina Bulldogs. We're at Salina. It is a beautiful Monday night. So you're going to hear a little bit of background noise because we don't really have the cord for the mics, but we'll try to make do here. For the Indians, it looks like Chelsea Timmerman is going to be pitching. Logan Ranley will be catching. Whitney Will is on first. Tori Vaughn is on second. They're still heading out to their positions, so not sure here. I assume Casey's going to third. Devin Post is going to shortstop. Left field looks to be Emily Hart. Center field is Audra. And right field, I think, is Taylor Tin. So we'll see if this keeps recording, and we will go from there. Leading off for the Bulldogs will be Carly Post. Count is 1-1 on Carly. There's no scoreboard here yet, so sorry if I messed the count up for you. And Chelsea delivers the pitch. Carly swings, a little bit of a foul tip there. Count looks like 1-2 possibly on Carly Post. Chelsea Timmerman at the mound. Chelsea puts it in there outside for a ball. Got to rely on the umpire here for the count, so it might take just a second. And Chelsea rocks back, pitches in. Nice pitch, hits hard. Casey Vogel backhands it and throws it way over Witt's head. Kind of got loose there. Runners round in second. She's heading to third, and we are not getting the ball in time. Ends up with a triple off that. Casey had a nice stuff there with the backhand, but just a little bit too much adrenaline and threw it right over Witt's head. Not really how we wanted to start it out, but maybe we can keep that runner on third. Number 14 is up for the Bulldogs, Haley McGilvery. We have a runner on third, no outs. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Pitches in.
Wait, explode.
Makes contact, but calls it a dead ball, bounced off the ground and hit her, so foul ball. Okay, the batter gets back in the box. Chelsea gets ready to deliver the pitch. Pitch comes in. Devin Fields goes right to Devin. Devin fires to first. Nice throw by Devin. Gets the runner out at first, but Carly Post does make it across home plate for a run. So nice throw by Devin to Whitney to get the out at first base. So the score is 1-0. Salina, there is one out, I believe. Chelsea delivers the pitch. I think this is Vogel. I'm not sure. It is, let me check it out here, 23? Yep, it is Callie Vogel. Callie, I believe, is their catcher.
Must be that bat.
She, I'm pretty sure, got a home run over the weekend at one of their games that they played. They were at a quad game with us. Pretty sure she had a home run in there somewhere. Low pitch. I believe the count is 1-1 on Callie Vogel. Chelsea's taking the signs from Logan. She delivers the pitch. It's a little outside. Callie hits it, goes to Casey. Casey makes a very nice throw to Witt. Nice stretch by Whitney.
She pulled her foot. Thank you.
But Whitney did pull her foot. And the base ump called it out first, but then the home plate overruled it, that Whitney pulled her foot. And from my vantage point, yes, she did pull her foot. So that was a good call. Nice play by Casey Vogel, and Whit really stretched out. She, nothing more she could do on that one. And then the batter right now for Salina is number 22, Brooke Steinbrenner.
Here you go, Brooke.
We have a runner on first. Steinbrenner up to bat. Chelsea delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss. Logan stops the ball. Keeps the runner back at first with a little bit of a threat. If you're hearing some background noise, it's because we just didn't get the one cord. So we're just going to try to record the game this way. Chelsea delivers the pitch. Hard hit to Devin. Devin goes two. Gets it. Tori turns to, ooh, almost. Probably a smart decision there. She was going to fire to one for a double play, but the runner was almost there. So Tori holds on to the ball. Nice play by Devin and Tori there to get the lead runner. They get Vogel out at second base. So we have a runner on one. There's two outs. The score is 1-0. Salina. Pitch comes in as a strike. Right down the middle. Looks good. The batter is number two, Stephanie Walter. So we have a runner on first, two outs. Nice hit, goes foul though. Kind of would have been a nice hard shot, but luckily it was outside of the third baseline. Luckily that one was outside of the third baseline if you missed that. Okay, we are two outs. Bottom of the first inning. The score is 1-0. Salina. Chelsea rocks back, delivers a pitch. High and outside for a ball. Kind of lost track of the count there. 1-1 maybe.
Come on, two, hit it.
Okay, Chelsea takes her sign. Pitch comes in. In the dirt, runner goes. Logan throws. Just a little bit... too late there. So we do have a runner at second. Number two at the plate, Stephanie Walter from Salina. Indians are down 1-0, but there's two outs. Hopefully we can end this inning right here. Chelsea winds up, delivers the pitch way outside. Count is 3-2, full count. So hopefully she'll be swinging here at anything close. Chelsea rocks back, delivers the pitch. Looks good. She swings hard, hit to Devin. Devin fields it, bobbles it just a little bit. Hangs on to it, though. A little too late there to get the runner at first, but kept the runner at second, so that's okay. So we have runners on 1-2, two outs. It is the bottom of the first inning. Looks like Melody Donovan is up. Melody, I believe, led her team to a win over Crestview Saturday for their first game. Was Crestview's first loss of the year. I got a chance to watch her pitch a couple in there. She's a really nice pitcher there in Melody Donovan. All right, here we go. Chelsea delivers. That was a ball. Looked like it was right down the middle, so it might have been a little bit high from my point of view. I couldn't quite see it. All right. Runners on 1-2, two outs. Melody Donovan at the plate. Chelsea delivers. Melody swings. Foul ball. Just drops there a little bit behind her. Once again, I lost track of the count. That's a little tough to keep it. It is 1-2 per the umpire. So... one ball, two strikes. So Chelsea can put one in here. Outside for a ball. 2-2. Once again, runners at 1-2. We have two outs. Salina has one run. And Chelsea delivers the pitch. She swings, and Devin gets it. Nice job by Devin Post. Casey reached up there, and Devin was right behind her. That was a great backup. So I'm going to apologize for kind of how our recording is sounding tonight. Who knows? We were doing this without the soundboard mic, so just the mic on the computer. So hopefully you can hear a little bit and enjoy some of this game. Up next for the Indians is Casey Vogel, number 30. Casey is a senior. went through the top of our lineup pretty quick in the first inning. So Casey is batting in number four spot. Ball one comes low and inside. The pitcher is Emily Keith from Celina, I believe a freshman. And Casey digs in, ready for pitch number two. Ball high on Casey. Good decision by Casey just to watch that one. All right, Casey is ready at the plate. Count is 2-0. Pitch comes in a little bit high and outside, not much.
All the way back. Come on in.
3-0 for Casey Vogel.
Figure it out.
All right, Casey digs in. She's ready to go. Pitch comes in. Ball four for Casey. Casey gets a walk. All right, so Casey is on first. Looks like Audra Metzger is up to bat for the Indians. Casey drew four balls in a row there from Emily Keith. Pitcher's taking her signs. Audra Metzger at the plate. Audra shows a bunt, pulls it back. It calls strike. Looks like for a second Casey was going to go take second, but didn't happen. Once again, the score is 1-0. Celina is ahead. No outs. We're in the top of the second inning. Pitch comes into Audra. Shows a bunt. Casey goes. I believe Casey safely steals second. The ball got past the catcher there. I believe he called that a strike. I'm not real sure there. But it was a nice steal by Casey. Thinking maybe that's what was supposed to happen the first pitch, but didn't get it going. Shortstop was covering. The count is, I think, 0-2. Audra pops it up out of play. It was right over Fort Recovery fans. Okay, Audra Metzger at the plate. I believe it is 1-2, looks like, is the count. So one ball, two strikes for Audra Metzger. Casey is on second. No outs. In the top of the second inning, pitch comes in low. Audra swings, goes, heads to first, does advance Casey to third base. So that little hit by Audra advanced to runner to third, which is what we need. So Casey Vogel in scoring position on third brings up Tori Vaughn, number 24. Tori is a senior from Fort Recovery. Looking at her dad for the signs. Her dad is Coach Jeff Vaughn. Tori had some nice hits this weekend, so I believe a double. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. She swings. Misses. Looks like she was a little on top of it. So we have Casey Vogel on third. Tori on at the plate.
Look her back, go one.
Count is 0-1 on Tori. Two out. No out. Sorry. Wrong inning.
Stay in front.
There's one out. My bad.
Got to work for it today, Bob.
No scoreboard yet here, so we just got to kind of rely on our memory. All right, Tori Vaughn at the plate. Tori is ready to go. Pitch comes in. Ooh, smart. Tori wanted to swing, but she held back, and that was called a ball, so smart decision. Casey is on third. Count is 2-1 on Tori. Pitch comes in. Low, gets past the catcher. Casey comes in safely, easily at home. Nice job by Casey. Ball just gets past Vogel and backstops a little bit back there. Kind of rolled too far for her to retrieve it. So that works out. We are tied up 1-1. Ready. We are taking the signs. Not sure if there's a discussion going on or there we go. Okay. Tori's ready to go. Count is 3-1. One out. Top of the second inning. Pitch comes in. Nice hit by Tori Vaughn. You could hear that one. Man sends it right between the shortstop and third base. Heads out to left field. She bobbles just a little getting it in, but Tori is safe at first. That was a great hit. I'm sure you could hear that one as well. Up at the plate is Chloe Metzger, number 9. Chloe's a sophomore for the Indians. I didn't have a chance to go down and actually look at the lineup. So I'm guessing that Chloe is DP because I don't think she was fielding. Pitch comes in the dirt. Vogel stops it. Chloe played left field, I believe, on Saturday, the first game. She had some nice hits. So I think Chloe's the DP for tonight. We're going to guess. Pitch comes in. Outside. Ooh, never mind. That was a strike. A little bit outside. The catcher was in front of me, so I couldn't quite see. Must have got over the plate there. Chloe. Tori Bond is at first. We have one out. And Chloe Metzger at the plate. Pitch comes in from Keith. Pretty high there. Vogel makes a nice snag. Keep it in front of her, though. All right. Tori's on first. Chloe Metzger at the plate. Pitch comes in. Ball. Must have been low. It was right down the middle, but hit the dirt a little bit. So 3-1 is our count, so still a little bit ahead of her. We'll see what Emily Keith delivers this time to Chloe. Love to see Chloe put one out there. Ball outside. Might have been a little bit low. Nice job by Chloe being patient. Tori Vaughn advances to second on the walk to Chloe Metzger. Looks like they're going to call a timeout, and the coach is going to come out and settle down on Lake Heath a little bit. All right. We have, I think, looks like Taylor Chin at the plate. I have Tori Vaughn on second, Chloe Metzger on first. Looks like a ball, I think.
Don't guide it, throw it.
It was right down the middle, but looked to be a little bit low. I believe this is Emily Keith's first start as a freshman, so might just take a little bit to get into the swing of things here. All right, here we go. She delivers. And nice swing and a hit by Taylor Chin. They throw it and take the lead runner out. Goes right back to the pitcher. Nice hard hit. Wisely goes to third and gets out Tori Vaughn at third. So we have two outs, I believe. And runners on first and second. Score is 1-1. Number 31, Whitney Will, is up. We have Taylor Tin on first and Chloe Metzger on second. Here comes Whitney at the plate. Whitney's about due for a hit. Love to see a big one here. Hi. Ball one. And if you didn't hear the beginning, we're having a little bit of sound trouble tonight, so we're just trying to run this through the computer, so hopefully you can hear me okay. Whitney hits it back to the pitcher. Pitcher gets it on a couple bounces, so that is three outs in the inning. Everybody made contact, though, just right back to the pitcher on a couple of those. At the plate for the Bulldogs is Maria Donovan to start off the bottom of the second inning. Pitch comes in from Chelsea, so wing and a miss. Maria is number 24 for the Bulldogs. We are in the bottom of the second inning. The score is tied 1-1. Chelsea gets ready to pitch, shows a bunt, drops on the dirt, so the count is 1-1. Okay, Chelsea gets ready, shows another bunt, Donovan does. Pitch comes in, just a little bit outside for ball two.
Wait for yours.
Indians look ready in the outfield. Kind of a short fence over here, so hopefully we don't have to test that out. Shows another bunt. Pitch comes in right there. She swings, short hopper to Casey. Casey fires it to Whitney. Nice job. Nice job by Casey. Whit had a nice stretch that time for out number one. Bottom of the second inning. Once again, this is Jill Ranley for Fort Recovery Radio. We are announcing from Salina's brand new ball diamond. Fort Recovery Lady Indians are playing the Salina Bulldogs in softball action tonight. We have up number 30, Mackenzie Schaefer. For ball number one, kind of drops in the dirt a little bit and outside. Mackenzie is number 30 for the Bulldogs. Chelsea winds up, she delivers. Ball outside again, just hitting the corner a little bit too far outside there today. Okay. Chelsea takes the sign from Logan. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Hard hit to Devin Post. Bobble really bounced in front of her. Oh, she just couldn't fight through that one. Shoot.
Here we go, Em. Help your cause.
So that was a pretty much a bouncer there to Devin. So it kind of took a funny hop there at the end, and she couldn't quite hang with it to get the play off. So we have a runner on first for the Bulldogs. Up to bat is the pitcher, I believe, Emily Keith. Pitch comes in, strike one. So we have Emily Keith at the plate, and we have Mackenzie Schaefer on first for the Bulldogs. One out. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Chelsea gets ready, winds up, delivers the pitch. Nice pitch. Goes to Casey. Nice snag by Casey. Oh, shoot. Oh, darn it. Okay, Casey really fielded that well, and she really fielded it on the hop, and when she went to throw it to Tori at second, she just overthrew her glove a little bit. Man, that would have been a nice one. Nice fielding job, but just had a little bit too much power in the throw to Tori. Tori wisely went out to retrieve it, so we now have runners at first and second. First and third, I am sorry. I thought third. My mouth just said second. Nice pitch, strike. Logan throws. Okay, so Chelsea pitched a strike in there, and the runner from first went. Logan fired it down, and the runner from third did not come home, which is, I think, what we were waiting on, so it didn't happen. So right now we have first base empty. They have runners on second and third. Pitch comes in, pop up short. Devin Audra, somebody. Audra gets it easily, fires it into Logan. Logan, keep that ball in front of you. Nice job by Audra Metzger reading that ball. Fires it in quickly in case the runner off three was going to tag up. So that really was a sweet one there by Audra. We have two outs in the inning. Runners on second and third. The score is 1-1. Indians are facing the Salina Bulldogs. Pitch comes in. Strike one. This is McGilvery, I believe. Haley McGilvery at the plate. She is number 14 for the Bulldogs. I believe she might be the first baseman, if I'm correct. Chelsea winds up. She delivers the pitch. Nice strike. Bouncer to Devin. It gets over Devin's glove. Past Emily in the outfield. They are running. Shoot. Okay, so that one was a double by McGilvery. Brought in both runners, so two RBIs on that one. Just took a bounce over Devin's glove and got past Emily, too. So we are struggling a little bit with errors on the infield tonight.
Nice shot,
right there, but just can't finish things up right now. So that brings in two runs. So the score is 3-1. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The catcher is up, Callie Vogel. Swings, a little short hopper. Casey's going after it.
Safe!
And they take out the lead runner. That was a very smart move by Casey Vogel. The ball was pretty slow moving, so she couldn't quite. She looked to first and realized the girl was already there and popped it back to, I believe, Devin was covering third and got the girl at third base that didn't have a force, so they had a tagger. Sorry, that was a pretty bad explanation, but that was a pretty nice play there by Casey. Unfortunately, they did get two runs in on that inning. Score is currently 3-1, and we will be starting the top of the third inning. This is Jill Ranley for Fort Recovery Radio. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians are battling the Salina Bulldogs. It's a beautiful Monday night for a softball game. Not sure if this transmission is going to be the greatest. We're missing our microphone. Chelsea Timmerman is at the plate, takes the first pitch in high for a ball. Chelsea is our leadoff batter, and we are at the top of the third inning. Ball high and outside. Pitcher for the Bulldogs is Emily Keith, number 27. The Bulldogs come in with one loss. I believe they're 6-1, something like that. They lost to Crestview over the weekend at a nice game we were playing in the field next to them. You could tell it was an exciting game between Crestview and Salina. Pitch comes in. Ball. The count is 1-2 on Chelsea. Am I correct? 1-3, maybe? Scoreboard's not quite ready at this brand new field, so got to keep track of these in my head. Pitch comes in. Nice one, but it's a pop up and goes easily to the shortstop, number 3. All right, Logan Ranley is at the plate for the Indians. Logan is batting in the number 2 spot tonight. She's a junior from Fort Recovery. She's the catcher. One out. We're in the top of the 3rd inning. Pitcher gets her sign, winds up and releases. Ooh, ball. He called that one a strike. Pulled it outside, but hard to see it from here. So Ranley takes strike number 1. Logan digs deep in the box. Here comes the pitch. Way outside on that one. Count is 1-1 on Logan. We have 1 out. We're in the top of the 3rd inning. The score is 3-1, Salina. And the pitch comes in. Strike. Logan takes it right at the pitcher. Good thing she was quick in her glove up, but couldn't get it. Went out to the outfield. So Logan gets a single off that. Nice hit by Logan Ranley. And they're putting a courtesy runner in for Ranley. That will be Hannah Kanapke, number 15. Nice hit, Lugs. I guess you're going to hear me cheer tonight because you're going to hear everything. All right, up at the plate is... What do we have? Oh, Devin Post.
Sure you can.
Devin Post digs in. Ball drops in the dirt for 1. Hannah looks ready to go at first, getting a nice lead off there. We'll see what Devin can do. Last time we played here, Devin put one over the fence when we scrimmaged. She had 2 runners on, so that would be nice right now. Devin swings, skits the outside of it for a foul ball. Drops in front of the catcher. Hannah was ready to go on that one. Hannah's a freshman from Fort Recovery. All right, Devin squares up. Pitch comes in. Devin cranks one to the shortstop, who fields it very nicely, goes for the double play. Nice play by the shortstop. Couldn't quite get Devin, though. Did get the lead runner in Hannah. So we have 2 outs. And Devin is on first. So it was a nice hit. Just the shortstop did a really nice job fielding that one. So we have Devin Post on first. We have Casey Vogel at bat, 2 outs, bottom of the 3rd, top of the 3rd, I'm sorry. Casey hits it to shortstop again. Shortstop fields it cleanly, fires to first. First baseman makes a nice stretch for 3 outs. So after the top of the 3rd inning, the score remains 3-1, Salina. This is Jill Ranley back for Fort Recovery Radio. Fort Recovery Lady Indians are battling out the Salina Bulldogs tonight in high school softball. The score is 3-1. We're just starting the bottom of the 3rd inning. The Bulldogs are at the plate. You're going to get lots of background noise for this game. So you're going to feel like you are just right here. Chelsea winds up, delivers the pitch. First strike, she swings a little bit foul. I guess it's foul, not a little bit foul. I do apologize for the sound tonight. Just we're missing a cord when I unpack the bag, so we're just going with the computer speaker. So you will hear it like you were here. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Gets right through the middle. Nice hard line drive there. Audra fields it. That was Brooke Steinbrenner. Brooke is on first. Up to bat for Salina is number 2, Stephanie Walter. I was a little discombobulated without my cord, so I didn't have a chance to get the lineups wrote down very well. Chelsea's delivering her pitch. She's showing a bunt, bunts it, Chelsea fields it, and bobbles. I'm not sure what happened to that. Did you happen to catch that? Anybody? Okay, thank you. So the batter was outside the box when she hit the ball. So the batter's out. They bring the runner back to first. So that would be 1 out. I wasn't quite sure what happened there because The girls must have heard the umpire make that call because they stopped fielding it. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. The batter for Salina is number 7, Melody Donovan. We have a runner on first for Salina as well. One out. Bottom of the 3rd inning. And Chelsea delivers the pitch. Nice hit. Nice shot. Right there. Goes between Casey and Devin. That was a nice hard hit. But Emily fields it nice and cleanly from the outfield and gets it in. So holds her up at first base. So we have runners on 1 and 2.
Find a hole.
We have one out. The score is 3-1, Salina. And we are in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Up to bat, I believe, is Maria Donovan, number 24. Runners at 1 and 2. Chelsea winds up. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Foul ball.
Hey, nice shot. Straighten it out.
That was a just barely foul on that one. So good thing that one didn't stay fair. It might have got through. Not a bad hit. Chelsea is back in the circle with the ball. Logan's getting the sign from the coach. Passes those signs along to Chelsea. She's showing a bunt here. Runners at 1 and 2. Ball comes in a little bit outside.
Get on.
Calls that for a ball. Let's see. So I believe it's 1 and 1. Not too sure on the count. Pitch comes in. She swings and it's a pop up. We are not going to get there in time, girl. All righty. So one run comes in. Taylor Tin hustled to get after that one, and then it got past her. Audra Metzger was there for a really nice backup to get the throw in to keep that runner from advancing to second. They did get one run in, so right now we have runners on the corners for Salina.
Here we go, Mac.
So up to bat would be Mackenzie Schaefer, I believe, from Salina. Outside for pitch one. Runner goes to 2. Logan does throw.
Nice.
They work in the play where they keep that runner back on 3rd. So Devin was prepared to fire home if the girl from 3rd would have ran home. So nice look back by Devin Post. The runner did not go for home. Hard hit goes to Devin.
Hey!
Devin's getting a little frustrated out there, I think. It's a nice new diamond, so it really bounces quite a bit. So it just kind of bounced right out of her glove. They did bring in one more run there, so that was a single. So we have runners on 1st and 3rd again. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Foul ball. Kind of lost track of things there a little bit. So
relax. You've been here before.
Up to bat, I believe, is...
Number 27,
Emily Keith, pitcher for Salina. We have runners on 1 and 2. Nice pitch, hit, goes to Devin. Devin fields cleanly and fires it to Whitney. Nice job. So Devin gets the out, fielded it cleanly. That was a great throw. Salina did get a run in on that one. So I believe we have the score should be 6-1. 5. Hold on just a second. We'll check that score. Pitch comes in for a ball. So we have a runner on 2nd for Salina.
2 down, Mac.
Up to bat is number 3.
Go, Carl.
Carly Post. And Chelsea delivers the pitch. Bunt by Carly. Chelsea fields it nicely. Gets it to Witt. Sweet. That was a really close. Witt got that one nicely. So it strands their runner on 3rd. So did we figure out what the score actually was? You have 6-1. Okay, so we are 6-1.
After 3 complete, Salina 6 for recovery 1.
There you go. So you heard that one. I don't even have to announce it. Okay, we are back. It is the top of the 4th inning. Audra Metzger at the plate. Takes strike 1.
Nice job, Em.
The score is 6-1. Salina is leading Fort Recovery. We've just had a few fielding errors. We've been hitting okay, but we just got to settle down there fielding and pull things together here. Emily gets ready to deliver the pitch. Comes into Audra. Nice hit by Audra. Bounces off third base. Awesome. That is a fair ball. Audra's taken two for sure. She is stopping, stand up, double. That was nothing third baseman could do about that one. It just bounced right off the base and rolled out to the fence. Nice hit by Audra Metzger. Way to start off this inning. Next up is Tori Vaughn. Tori has been on fire hitting lately. She had a really nice hit, I think, in the second inning. Pitch comes in. Tori way outside. Audra's got a nice lead off second. Audra's pretty speedy out there, known for her head-first slides, so didn't have to see one there because she took the base standing up. All right, Tori Vaughn at the plate. Pitch comes in. All right, down the middle. She swings and a miss just a little bit outside of her bat. Got a pretty nice view here. They have a great press box here at Salina's new ball diamond. Pitcher gets the sign. Tori is ready. Audra Metzger is on second. Tori Vaughn at the plate. Pitch comes in way high and outside. Nice snag by the catcher. Tori's trying to be patient here. Wait for her pitch. All right. Tori Vaughn ready to go. Pitch comes in. Same spot. Way outside. A little bit high. I said that backwards. It was a lot. All right. I'm back in it. All right. Tori Vaughn. That was high and outside. Tori takes a walk. Nice job being patient there by Tori, waiting for a strike. So we have Tori Vaughn on first, Audra Metzger on second. At the plate is Chloe Metzger. Looks like the coach is doing a little bit of changing. Not sure what we're doing. Just give me a second. Oh, there we go. Carly Stone will be running for Tori Vaughn. They were doing some talking, but I didn't see anybody come out of the dugout, so I wasn't sure there. So Carly Stone will be running for Tori Vaughn. So we have Stone on first and Metzger on second, and Chloe Metzger is at the plate for the Indians.
Back. Here we go, yeah.
No outs.
Trust it.
Top of the fourth inning for the Indians. Boy, Audra looks ready to go on second. Pitch comes in. Ball must have been maybe a little bit high. All right, so the Indians are down 6-1 against the Salina Bulldogs. Pitch comes in from Emily Keith. Chloe Metzger shows a bunt, pulls it back, though, because it's a ball. We have runners on first and second. Emily Keith at the mound for the Bulldogs. Pitch comes in, outside, high maybe. Her ball. Audra goes on a delayed steal. No way. Nice job, Audra. Told you she was going to go for one of those head-first slides. She is covered head to toe. Audra was easily under the tag there. We're allowed to disagree up here. Carly Stone is on first, so we have runners on first and third. Chloe Metzger at the plate, so we have a potentially scoring run here. Chloe gets a base hit with Audra. Very high and outside. They throw it. Alrighty. So catcher stops that one nicely. Carly goes to steal second. And Audra leads off. Catcher throws it back to third to keep Audra back. Audra has to dive down again. Nothing like getting a little dirty for Audra. That's how she likes it. So we have the bases loaded. No outs. Looks like I'm guessing Lupke's going to go into pitch maybe for Salina. They're just talking to the pitcher on the mound. And I believe Maddie Lupke is going into pitch. Maddie pitched against us for our scrimmage. Maddie is a freshman.
No, you don't. That's a horse.
So she's going to warm up here a bit. All right, we are back. Salina has changed pitchers. Maddie Lupke is on the mound. Bases are loaded. Taylorton is up. There are no outs. We're in the top of the fourth inning here at Salina. You're going to feel like you're right at this game because we are going without a mic. First pitch is a strike. Just hit the outside corner. Nice pitch by Maddie Lupke.
Way to bring it, MJ.
Bases loaded. We have Audra Metzger on third, Carly Stone on second, Chloe Metzger on first, and Taylor Tin at the plate. Love to see Taylor put one out there right now. Ball's in
nice
the dirt.
Stop.
Nice stop by Callie Vogel, the catcher from Salina, for a ball there.
Help him out, folks. Get leader.
Count is 1-2. I'm a 2 fan. Maybe 1-1. Pitch comes in. Taylor takes it. Outside pitch that went a little bit, went down the first baseline out of play. Hit it towards her dad. Taylor is a sophomore for the Indians, number 8. So bases are loaded. Top of the fourth inning. Indians are down 6-1. Big hit would be nice right now. Taylor Tin at the plate. Faces Maddie Lupke from Salina. Another outside pitch, but Taylor takes it. Her dad actually goes for that one. Misses it, though. Too bad he didn't have a glove on. Taylor is the daughter of Ryan Tin, who is our assistant coach. Ryan is coaching first base today. Head coach Jeff Vaughn is coaching third base.
Down and ready, defense. Let's go.
I'm sure they've got some help in the dugout as well. Taylor's going to make Maddie work for this one. All right, ready for the pitch. Pitch comes in. Taylor's swinging again. Another foul ball. Taylor's good at making contact. She's not going to give anything away. I'm not sure how many balls Taylor has on her. She only has one ball. She has two strikes, so which were foul balls. And the pitch comes in inside for a ball. Ball number 2. Taylor Tin at the plate. Bases are loaded. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Fort Recovery Indians are down 6-1 to Salina. Bulldogs just changed their pitchers out. Maddie Lupke, freshman, is pitching. She delivers a pitch. Nice pitch. Taylor hits it right up the middle. Scores 1. Scores 2. Oh, almost. Carly turned around. Audra made it safely home. Bases are loaded up again. Nice hit by Taylor Tin. She's always there in the clutch. Hangs with it. So that would be a single and an RBI for Taylor Tin. Bases are loaded. Up at the plate is Whitney Will. Ready for a nice big hit from Whitney. Be nice to just clear the bases. Pitch comes in. Nice hit. A big bouncer. Does not get past. I'm not sure what he's going to call us. Just give me a second. All right. I believe everybody was safe for a second there. Correct? Carly Stone comes home. We had it. The shortstop made the play, and she has been a tremendous defensive player tonight. She had a runner almost run into her, though. She made the play, so I wasn't real sure if she tagged her or not. So the shortstop threw to home, and Carly Stone was safe at home. So we have the bases loaded once again, and we're at the top of our lineup. Chelsea Timmerman is up. Whitney Will's on first. Taylor Tin's on second. And I believe Chloe Metzger is on third. The score is now 3-6, I believe. The Salina Bulldogs are leading our Lady Indians tonight. Chelsea Timmerman is at the plate. We need to keep this, keep them moving around. Calls it a strike. Just hit the outside corner there. I believe there are no outs.
No outs.
Having to go by our memories tonight. The scoreboard isn't quite ready here, so can't confirm or deny some of these. Ball gets past the catcher, and Chloe goes. Nice job, Chloe. Slides nicely into home base. Runners advance. Pitch was in the dirt. Catcher went for it, really gave it a good effort, but the ball really got away from her there. So that scores another run for the Indians on a pass ball. Took the force out, so we have runners on second and third. First base is open, just waiting on Chelsea. The score is now 6-4. Salina's leading by 2. Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. Chelsea's a senior. She is pitching this evening. Pitch comes in from Maddie Lupke. Chelsea fires it right back at Maddie, and it bounces. Oh, yeah, we're going to score 2 on this. Chelsea is going to hold up. That was awesome. It takes a delayed steal and gets there. Yes. Wow. That was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Chelsea hits it right back at Lupke, and it gets to the outfield. So Chelsea wisely rounds. First two runs come in, and then Chelsea makes a delayed steal when they throw the ball to home. So that was just really nice to see smart base running by the Indians. Salina is going to coach is going to have another little timeout, talk to her players. Logan Ranley will be up. Not sure if they'll be switching pitchers out here again or not. I know they have a league game tomorrow. Donovan is their senior pitcher, so I think they're trying out some of the younger pitchers tonight to save Donovan for tomorrow. Okay, so I believe...
Is Donovan pitching?
Yes. Okay, so now we're going to get ready. Melody Donovan is pitching. She is one heck of a pitcher, so the Indians are going to have to get ready for this speed here. Logan Ranley is up. We have runners on second and third.
Second.
All right, no outs. The Bulldogs have changed pitchers. Melody Donovan is on the mound right now. Maddie Lupke, I believe, went back to third. Logan Ranley is at the plate. We have a runner on second and no outs. Top of the fourth inning. Score 6-5. Pitch comes in. Strike low. Donovan has lots of speed. Ranley is digging in. She's going to have to fight pretty hard here. We have a runner on second base, Chelsea. And pitch comes in from Donovan. Logan shows a bunt, pulls it back very quickly. It was a ball. Count is 1-1 on Ranley. All right. Score is 6-5. Logan Ranley at the plate. And Chelsea Timmerman on second. Donovan delivers. Logan gets a little piece of it inside.
6-6.
What's that? It is 6-6. Oh, the score is tied up. I apologize. Wow, how did I miss that? It is 6-6, all tied up in the top of the fourth inning. Wow, it doesn't get any better than this. They pull up Melody Donovan, though, who's a tremendous pitcher, so we're going to have to step up our game a little bit here. Comes into Ranley. Well, okay, he called that strike three. My opinion would just be that it was outside a little bit, but he's been calling that outside corner strike all night, so might have curved a little bit. So Ranley strikes out but gets a little piece of that there on some foul tips. Devin Post is up to bat. There's one out. We have a runner on second. Pitch comes in. That one's way outside. I was hoping he wasn't going to call that one a strike. Ball one for Devin. This is the third pitcher that the Bulldogs have used today so far, and we are in the top of the fourth. They start out with Emily Keith, a freshman, followed by Maddie Lupke, another freshman. And now they pulled out Melody Donovan. Now he calls it a strike. Same position, just about 2 inches in. She's got a nice, I'm not sure if it's a curveball, but it hits that outside corner there, and it's a tough one. Melody Donovan at the plate. Devin Post, Melody Donovan at the mound. Yep, goes for the same pitch, but goes too far outside. So I believe the count is 2-1. Devin Post at bat for the Indians. Chelsea Timmerman is at second base. We have one out. Pitch comes in. Post swings, makes contact. Foul ball, though, goes into the fence. Donovan's coming pretty hard, so you really don't have to swing that hard to make these balls go. A little different than two freshman pitchers. Great pitchers, but just not quite the strength or accuracy of as this senior. Yes, experience was the word I was looking for. You're right. You can tell Melody's been pitching for a long time. 2-2.
3-2.
Oh, full count for Devin Post. Man, I'd love to see her get a hold of one here. We have a runner on second base. Pitch comes in. Devin does get a hold. Oh, shoot. Foul ball, I believe. It was right over our first base coach's head. Nice power there, though, from Devin. Just the ball goes foul. Donovan takes her time getting back to the circle here. All right, Devin Post at bat. Chelsea Timmerman is on second for the Indians. Melody Donovan delivers the pitch. Devin gets a hold of it. Doesn't go far, but it goes. It goes right in front of the third baseman, comes up and makes a nice play to first base. So it kind of dribbled there in the infield, but it did advance Chelsea to third, so we could use Chelsea across the plate. Two outs. It is 6-6, all tied up, top of the fourth inning for the Indians. Casey Vogel is at the plate. We've been hitting well tonight, but they just had a pitching change a couple batters ago. So pitch comes in, hit that outside corner again. Nice pitch. Casey Vogel at the plate. Casey's a senior for the Indians, playing third base today. And we have Chelsea Timmerman at third, potential scoring position.
Yep.
He called that she swung, I believe.
Way ahead, Mel.
I believe Donovan was going for the outside corner and got a little too wide, but Casey couldn't pull it back. Couldn't pull it back just quite in time. So we have just aim for the outside corner, just got a little too outside. Not sure on the count. I know we have two strikes. One and two. One ball, two strikes on Casey Vogel. Just got to be ready for that outside corner here for Casey. Pitch comes in. Oh, right up the middle. Gets her swinging. Donovan gets the Bulldogs out of that tough inning, but a great offensive inning for the Indians. The score is now 6-6, and we are headed into the bottom of the fourth inning. All right, we are back here at in Fort Henry. Indians are playing the Salina Bulldogs. I believe it's called Westview Park. Brand new ball diamond. Chelsea Timmerman is on the mound. Pitched ball number one to the Bulldogs. Up for the Bulldogs, I believe, is McGilvery. The score is 6-6. We are all tied up here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Nice pitch. One ball, one strike. Bulldogs started out with a couple freshman pitchers, and Indians were really hitting well. So they just switched out and put in Melody Donovan, kind of their star senior pitcher. So, oh, nice. Chelsea gets one right on the inside corner. So one ball, two strikes on McGilvery, I believe.
You know what to do. Here you go, McGee.
All right, Chelsea Timmerman on the mound. We had a couple position changes here for the Indians. I'll catch you up after this batter. Chelsea winds and delivers. Nice pitch. Popped up, Logan. Out. Ooh, that almost came to me. Got over the fence there. Apologize for this game. We do not have the headset, so you are going to get the full effect of a softball game. You can hear everything. All right, it looks like we have Carly Stone on second base. I think, oh, yeah, I can tell it's Audra in center field because she's the one that's filthy. Nice hit.
Perfect.
Gets right between Casey and Devin. Nice hard hit, though. They both went for it. Good effort. Emily Hart is right there to get the ball in. Nice hit by McGilvery. So I believe the only lineup change is Carly Stone at second for Tori Vaughn. That's still Taylorton and Wright, correct? We'll just go through positions quickly after this batter again. Get you caught up. The score is 6-6. No outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Nice pitch. Chelsea gets her with a changeup, I believe.
Come on.
Kind of a little different view here. We get to sit up in the nice press box, so not like seeing those pitches right at eye level. Chelsea winds up. She delivers. Nice pitch down the middle. Shoots it. Oh, man.
You got it, McGee. You got it.
All right, wait till the quiet's down here from the fans. That was a really nice hit. Went right over Casey's head and got past Emily in the outfield. So it did score a run for the Bulldogs. McGilvery, no, let's see, who hit that one? Oh, it was Callie Vogel, the catcher, no?
Oh, that was who hit.
Callie Vogel. She ends up with a double out of that. Nice hit. Right back at Chelsea, man. That was exciting. Boy, if that didn't distort the voice. Sorry, I got a little excited there.
Don't sweat that.
That was number 22, Brooke Steinbrenner, and it was a nice hit. Went right back into Chelsea's glove. Great play by Chelsea Turner.
See, middle hit, middle step.
It might have been self-defense, but it was a nice play. Kept a Vogel at second. So we have one out, A runner on second for the Bulldogs. Drops in the dirt for ball number one. At the plate is Stephanie Walter from Salina. Okay, got a little bit of excitement there. We got to settle it back down. Promised I'd give you the positions, and I forgot to do that. All right, Chelsea delivers a pitch. Inside corner, nice job. Chelsea Timmerman is on the mound for the Indians. Logan Ranley is catching. We have Whitney Will at first base. Carly Stone entered this inning at second base. Devin Post is at shortstop. Casey Vogel is at third base. And Chelsea delivers a pitch. Nice pitch. Foul ball just barely. Good thing.
I see it. Straighten
went
out.
Went right come down that third baseline and just popped out once it got to the base. In the outfield, we have Emily Harden left, Audra Metzger in center field. And right field looks to be Taylor Tin, I believe.
Bell.
Last couple innings, Chloe Metzger has been DPing. So with the changeup at second base, he may be changing others around too. I don't know. Nice hit. Pop up. Emily calls it. Looks to get it in. Very nice catch by Emily Hart in left field. Audra Metzger right there for the backup. Emily gets in quickly to keep Vogel at second so she can't tag up. So we have two outs. It is the bottom of the fourth inning. Score is 6-5. Salina is ahead by one run. Looks like Melody Donovan. Did I say that wrong? It is a short pop-up. Ranley goes for it and just barely gets out of her reach. Man.
7-6.
Sorry, the score is 7-6. What did I say, 6-5? Phew, no scoreboard, so. I don't like numbers. All right, score is 7-6. Salina has a runner on second. That was a pop-up here by Melody Donovan. Logan really hustled and just didn't get there. Personally, I thought she should have dove for it, but hey. All righty, here we go. Chelsea Timmerman delivers the pitch to Donovan. Nice pitch. Now it's going into the stands. It was real close to coming back in the press box again. So two foul balls there by Donovan.
I don't think
she has any balls on her. I'm not for sure. She does look ready to swing away, though. All right, pitch comes in from Chelsea. Nice pitch. Foul ball again. Just a little bit off of her glove. She's going to make Chelsea work for this one.
Stay down and drive, Mel. Stay down and drive. All right. You got this.
So we have at the plate Melody Donovan, number 7, who's currently pitching for the Bulldogs. Chelsea Timmerman on the mound for the Indians. Pitch comes in. Nice. Gets her swinging for a strikeout. That was great. Way to go, Purple.
Nice.
All right. We are at Salina, Ohio. The Lady Indians are playing the Bulldogs. This has been a heck of a game so far. Salina's on their third pitcher. It is the top of the fifth inning. Indians are at the plate. The score is 7-6 Salina. We were tied for a little bit, and then they managed to pull one run in, but we had a great defensive inning. Sorry, the last inning, Chelsea struck out the last batter to get the third out. So Audra Metzger is up. We got to see what we can do against Melody Donovan. We went all the way through the lineup last inning, but they switched pitchers towards the end of it. So we'll see what Audra can do here off Donovan. Wow, strike. That was fast. Strike one right down the middle for Audra Metzger. Love to see these girls just keep it rolling here. Donovan is a senior for the Bulldogs. Pitched a great game against Crestview for the win on Saturday. Nice bunt. That's it. That's exactly what I would have done. Hustle, Audra might make it. Yes, she makes it. Woo! Way to be. I just said, man, we need to bunt off her. Audra Metzger hustles it out. The bunt was fielded, I believe, by the pitcher. And they covered first base, but it just didn't quite get there. And when it did, it popped right out of her glove. So Audra Metzger gets to first base on a bunt. Nice hustle by Audra. We have Tori Vaughn at the plate. So Carly Stone had gone in for Tori, but I heard him say they made a change. So Tori is back in. Tori Vaughn at the plate. Audra Metzger on first. The score is 7-6, and we are in the top of the fifth inning. Ball goes in the dirt, gets past the catcher. Audra safely goes to second. No need to get dirty on that one for Audra. Gets right to second. Boy, these balls coming fast from Donovan. I wouldn't want to be the catcher either. Indians have them rattled a little bit here. This is a great Salina team. They only have one loss of the year, I believe, and they handed Crestview their first loss of the season on Saturday. Pretty sure Crestview may be state ranked. Pitch comes in for a strike to Tori. Okay, so Crestview right here. I'm sorry, checking out Twitter. Crestview is actually ranked number 6 in Division 4. That is how good of a team they are. And Salina beat Crestview on Saturday. And Parkway is now ranked number 2 in Division 4. Nice hit. Tori gets a piece of it. First baseman snags it. Does advance our runner, though. Tori got a nice piece of that ball off the end of her bat, but the first baseman made a great play for the out on Tori. So that is one out in the inning. Audra Metzger is on third. A tying run on third base. Chloe Metzger is up at the plate, and there is one out. We are in the top of the fifth inning here at Salina. This has really been a great game so far. Not going to say there haven't been errors, but these girls are really working hard tonight, both teams. Pitch comes in from Donovan. Nice pitch right up the middle. Boy, I'd hate to leave Audra on third. Pass ball would be okay right now. Chloe Metzger at the plate. Only runner is on third base for the Indians. We have one out. Ball comes in. That's another strike on Chloe. Hit the inside corner. This pitch is coming pretty fast from Donovan. You got to decide to swing pretty early here. She likes to hit the outside corner, so we'll see what she heads for this time. Count is 0-2. Outside corner, but Chloe swings, gets a piece of it. Nice job by Chloe to be ready for that one. Just going to make contact here, and these balls are going to go somewhere. Once again, we're in the top of the fifth inning. The score is 7-6. Salina leads the Indians by one run. Salina's on their third pitcher. Melody Donovan on the mound, a senior, pitches it. Oh, outside corner. Man, just barely stayed on that corner. That outside corner is a tough pitch. I was hoping that one was going to get called a ball. So we have two outs. Audra Metzger's on third. Audra's a hustler. Taylor Tin is up at the bat for the Indians. We have two outs. Top of the fifth inning. Down by one run. And it hits the dirt. Kelly Vogel keeps it in front of her. Sort of. Just got a little bit past her, but she stopped it. Takes a little bit here to get the signs. So Donovan is getting the signs from the coach. Taylor Tin is at bat. Tying run is on third, and Audra Metzger, and we have two outs. Come on, Taylor. Yes. Ooh, foul ball. Taylor gets a piece of it and kind of pops out here right over the stands. Like I said before, Taylor's pretty good in a clutch situation. I think she got a hit last time with a couple outs, maybe.
They hit bases loaded.
Bases loaded. Yeah. Yeah, she's good at that. Ooh, comes in for a strike. That was a nice pitch right down the middle, but maybe low to her. I'm not sure from here. You can't really tell the height of these pitches. But it was right down the middle. All right, Taylor Tin at the plate. Nice job, Taylor, staying alive. Melanie went for that outside
pitch,
corner again.
Nice spot.
She loves that outside corner there at the end to finish him off. And Taylor swung at it, and it got
deep
the outside
down
of her bat.
Ready.
Need a pretty long bat to make contact with that outside corner pitch of hers. And I sure wouldn't want a crowd to play, so we'll see what she does. Love to get Audra Metzger in here to tie this game up. Swings and a miss. Darn it. Nice pitch by Donovan. Man, she's a great pitcher, but Indians didn't do terrible. Got on base a little bit. Just left the tying run on third there. So halfway through the fifth inning, the score is 7-6. Salina leads the Indians by one. We are here at Salina. Fort Recovery Lady Indians are playing the Salina Bulldogs. This has just been a great game. The score is 7-6. The Indians are down by one. Not to jinx us, when we scrimmaged this team, it was a really good game, but the score was, I think, 21-12, something like that. We've really started off pretty good on the bats. So
a little
far.
Bit. Get her done.
At the plate is Can't see her number. Give me a second here. Anyways, Chelsea delivers the pitch to their first batter. Nice strike. Number 24, Kelly Vogel. Nope. Maria Donovan. Maria Donovan, number 24 at the plate. Nice inside pitch there by Chelsea just to hit the corner for strike one. A little high and outside for a ball. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here, the Bulldogs are at the plate. Chelsea Turner's pitching. Tori Vaughn is back in at second base now. Ooh, almost made it. Just dropped it right in front of the plate there. For ball two. The count is 1-2 on Maria Donovan. Love to hold him here this inning. As it's really been a close game. Not really pretty, but close. Pitch comes in, drops in the dirt again. Count is 1-3, I believe. If you hear a lot of background noise tonight, that's because we didn't get the mic hooked up.
Gotta so love
it. You are going to feel like you're at this game with all the background. Nice hit. Goes to Devin Post.
Hey!
It's underneath Devin's glove, but Emily Hart is there to back it up. So the runner does get to first base on error. All right, so we have a runner on one, no outs. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. The score is 7-6. Indians are down by one, but Salina handed Crestview their first loss of the year, and Crestview is ranked sixth in the state right now, so this is a really great Salina team we're playing. Nice pitch, nice hit. Devin fields it, goes to two. Tori turns it for a double play almost. Man, nice try. Devin did a nice job fielding that, and Tori covered second quickly, so we did get the lead runner out on second base. Real close on the throw to first there for the double play, but didn't quite get it. So, okay. Yep. Maddie Lukey just went in running for the DP. Maddie's a flex player. Pitch comes in. Nice hard hit. A bouncer goes to Casey. Casey hangs, man. Oh, wow. For a second, I thought she was going to bobble. She really hung on to that. Casey did a nice job getting the out at first, throw into Whitney. So we have two outs. We have a runner on second. Maddie Lukey's on second. Up at the plate, I believe, is
like
Carly Post.
Inning, Carl. Come on. Find a hole.
Could really use this out.
See middle.
Carly Post right here. What? Yes, two outs. All right, Chelsea delivers the pitch. Nice one. Calls for a ball. Probably a little bit low. All right, two outs. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians trail the Bulldogs by one run. Chelsea Timmerman is on the mound, delivers the pitch to Carly Post. Runner goes. Logan loses track of the ball there. Maddie goes to third.
Here we go, Carl.
All right, here we go. So Bulldogs do have a runner on third. We really need to leave her there. Carly Post at the plate. I think the count is... Ooh, man.
Balls
at a ball. Looks like the same corner that Donovan hit for a strike, but hey, all right. I think it might be 0-3. Maybe the count. Carly Post shows a bunt. Strike. There we go. All right. 1-3. She... Oh. Nope. I think they count. Who knows? Nice hit. Goes to Casey.
Hey!
Man, we've had some errors there. Darn it. Casey tries to backhand in it and just gets right under her glove. Nice hit by Carly Post. It was right down the third baseline. Emily Hart was there to back it up and get it in. That brings in one run. So the score is now 8-6. Haley McGilvery is up for the Bulldogs. Carly Post is on.
You're down, Carl.
Two outs. We really need to stop this right here. McGilver is ready to go. Chelsea pitches. Nice pitch for a strike. Logan looks back that runner on first. Logan looked like she wanted to throw it there for just a second to first, but a smart decision probably not to. So Bulldogs have a runner on first. Two outs. Haley McGilvery at the plate. Up by two. Pitch goes in. Nice hard hit to Casey. Very nice fielding on that bouncer. Way to go, Casey. Nice job by Casey Vogel fielding that. Makes a great shot to Whitney when he stretches out. That really could have gotten ugly real quick. So not a terrible inning. They did get one more run in. So the score is now 8-6. The Indians.
After five innings, the score Salina 8, Fort Recovery 6.
There we go. So the score is 8-6. Whitney Will at the plate for the Indians. We're just starting the sixth inning. Melody Donovan on the mound for the Bulldogs. Score is 8-6. Indians trail by 2. Whitney, let's see, what has Whitney done today? Yes, she had a hit because she scored. Here it comes. Outside corner. It was a ball, though. So a fine line between the ball and the strike there on the outside corner. It's a tough pitch to hit. Donovan has a really, really nice pitch today. So Whitney Will at the plate. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch comes in. Nice. Go, bouncer. Go, go, Whit. Don't watch it. Oh, my gosh. That was great. Whitney kind of bounced back there to Donovan and got over her glove, and nobody could get there in time. It was a good effort by Salina to have backup there, but Whitney made it. It's nice long legs. All right, perfect. So we have a runner on one. We are at the top of the lineup. Chelsea Timmerman is up at the plate, trailing by 2. We could use a couple runs this inning. Ball low. She had a single last time, Chelsea did, I believe. And now we have been all the way around. So I believe all these girls have faced Donovan. Salina switched pitchers there after a couple innings. So pitch comes in, hit the outside corner. Like I said, you got to have a long bat to get that one. So it's just right outside of her bat.
Come on, energy, girls. Let's go.
Count is 1-1, I believe. Yeah, Whitney okay. Will on first base. Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. Pitch comes in. Ooh, okay. Inside corner. Calls it a strike. Let's see. We have no outs. Whitney Will at first. Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. Pitch comes in. Chelsea swing and a miss there. Donovan's a speedy one. Logan Ranley at the plate. Whitney Will is at first. We have one out. Top of the sixth inning for the Indians. Pitch comes in from Donovan. Try and hit that outside corner. Went a little too wide there for a ball. A beautiful park here. We have a nice press box, so it's a great view of home plate watching these pitches come in. Ranley gets ready for pitch number 2. Swings at that outside pitch. Swing and a miss there. So the count is 1-1 on Logan. And Whitney Will is at first base. Indians are down by 2, 8-6. Pitch comes in. Ooh, inside corner. I was afraid he was going to call that one a strike. That was close. Called it a ball. Count is 1-2 on Logan Ranley. Melody Donovan on the mound for the Bulldogs. Pitch comes in. Logan gets a little piece of it. Foul ball behind the catcher. Catcher goes to retrieve the ball. Whit has to go back to first. So we have Whitney Will on first base. Logan Ranley at the plate. I believe we have one out at the top of the sixth inning. Indians trail by 2. We could use some runs. Pitch comes in, outside corner again, gets Logan swinging. That outside corner pitch is a toughie. Ranley strikes out. All right, Devin Post at the plate. Devin is number 22 for the Indians. She's a junior. Whitney Will is on first. Devin is at the plate. 2 strikeouts this inning for Melody Donovan. Ball low. Pitch number 1. Really hard to be picky with this pitcher because her there's a fine line between what's a ball and a strike on the outside pitch. She's a great pitcher. Devin's ready to go. Pitch comes in. A little too far outside corner. Whit dives back. Barely gets it by a fingertip. Wow. Nice job there by the catcher to keep Whitney Will at first base. We do have 2 outs. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Indians trail the Bulldogs by two. Devin posts at the plate. Melody gets her signs from the coach. Pitch comes in. Outside corner, but Devin gets a piece of it. Fouls it up here. She's really hanging on, making her work for this one. Indians haven't done a bad job at all when they switched over from the two freshman pitchers to Donovan. Donovan is a tremendous pitcher, and these ladies are really fighting hard to stay in this game. Devin gets a piece of it. Looks like second base is under it. Yep, Devin, not a bad effort. It would have went a little bit farther. We might have hit a gap. So that will be three outs. No runs scored there in the top of the sixth inning for the Indians. The score is 8-6. Salina leads by two. All right, we are at the bottom of the sixth inning here from Salina. Lady Indians are playing the Salina Bulldogs this evening on a beautiful Monday night in softball. Indians trail by two. The score is 8-6. Salina, I believe, Kelly Vogel, a catcher. At the plate, nice pitch.
That's it.
Gets through, but Audra stops it nice in the outfield. Nice hit. Gets past Devin Post, and Audra is there to back it up. That was the catcher, Kelly Vogel.
Keep playing, Brooke. You got this.
I think she homered over the weekend, Vogel. Next up is Brooke Steinbrenner, I believe. So the Bulldogs have a runner on first. Steinbrenner at the plate. Ball one. Do we have a new right fielder, maybe? Yes, we do have a new right fielder. I think it's Taylor Greasy. Yep. Nice. Strike. Strike pass ball on that one, so I wasn't sure if that was a foul ball or not. So Kelly Vogel is on second. Count is 1-1. Indians do have a new right fielder. Taylor Greasy is playing right field for the Lady Indians. And it looks like Kristen Keller is playing third base. Pop up. Out of play. And, ooh, almost hit a car.
Almost close. Got it.
I would have loved that one.
That's my point. My brother's car.
I think it's about right twice.
About that. Come say something nice about your mother-in-law. What's that? I told him he has to say something nice about his mother-in-law. Because
she can't walk.
Well, we can hear everything, so it almost hit a car down there.
We got Roxy Middle.
Alrighty. So here we go. Runner on second. Chelsea is pitching.
That car almost hit a deer last night.
Yeah.
Almost hit a deer.
Yeah, they hit the car in cold water.
Well, I would say they have good luck then because they just got missed by that ball as well. Totally lost track of the count on that one. Let's see. Yeah, that was a ball. Must be ball four, so. All right, now we'll get caught back up there. Vogel is on second. We have a runner on first and second for the Bulldogs.
Here we go, Bailey!
Number 12.
See middle, hit middle.
Looks like new batter for the Bulldogs. Give me a second. I'll figure out who this is. Who's this?
Back.
This is Bailey Laux.
Bailey Laux. All right, number 12. Batting for the Bulldogs, Bailey Laux. Runners on first and second. Indians trail by two here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch comes in.
There you
ooh,
go.
Close,
there
just
you
a
go.
Little
there
bit high for a ball. It's been a pretty up and down game here today, but ladies are working really hard. Pitch comes in right down the middle, gets ahead of it for strike two.
Got to keep your weight back.
All righty, we have runners on first and second, no outs, bottom of the sixth inning.
You'll get it. Relax. See middle, hit middle.
Here we go. Pitch comes in. Right there. Foul ball. Just made contact that time, but it went right down third baseline, just a couple feet foul. All righty. Score is 8-6. So the Salina Bulldogs are leading the Indians by two. Kristen Keller just came into the game at third base this inning. And Taylor Greasy is in right field. Pitch comes in. Strike three. Takes her down swinging there. Nice job by Chelsea. Thinks she got her with a change up there.
Here we go, Mel. How's your cause?
All right. Number seven. Looks like Melody Donovan. This is the pitcher's hitting left-handed this time. Maybe a slap. I don't know. We'll find out. Runners on first and second. Donovan at the plate. Just a bunt. Chelsea fields it. Goes to first. Ball gets past Whitney. Oh, my goodness. Move it, girls. Sorry. They are throwing this ball all over the place. Ah, darn it. Hopefully that only happens once. Chelsea came in to field that bunt. It was a pretty close play, and Thurt to Whitwit just couldn't quite get it. Got past her and got past Taylor Greasy as the backup as well. How many runs came in? Just one? Two? One? Okay, I think one run came in. So we have runners on the corners for the Bulldogs. Scores 8-6. We'll see what we do this time. Last time we went to throw down. And, yep. Sorry about that. Okay, so Melody Donovan advances to second. Logan throws it. Devin intercepts it, trying to catch the runner on third coming off. But I think they got us all figured out on that one right now. So runners on second and third for the Bulldogs. Shows a bunt and calls a strike.
Now it's time to hit. It's
actually kind of wiped out on that bunt there. Leaned a little bit too far forward.
Got
alrighty.
This.
Do we have an out?
Fight all the way back. You've done it before.
One out.
Come on.
All right. One out. Bottom of the sixth. Nice. Oh, nope.
Good eye.
A little bit high. I called that one a ball. Right down the middle must have been high. 24 is at the plate for the Bulldogs. 24 is Maria Donovan. Don't know what the count is. Pitch is coming in way outside. I think he just said 2-2. Yep. New scoreboard isn't quite ready here at Salina, so just kind of having to rely on the umpire. Beautiful facility, though, here. Enjoying the press box. Ooh, she swings. Foul ball. Low pitch, but she took a swing at it. Might have been a changeup. Chelsea was pretty effective with her changeup against Spencerville on Friday night. The Indians lost 11-1 and 6, I believe, but not a bad game for Chelsea Timmerman. As far as strikeouts go, I think she had 5 or 6. Nice pitch.
Beautiful.
Man, just gapper.
That was beautiful.
Bloop, we are slow getting this ball in. Why did we?
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Greasy fielded that one, which was a nice hit. But we sure didn't get it in very fast. Kind of watched the girl come across home. Shoot. Okay, so two runs come in on that little blooper. 10-6? 9-6. 11-6. Okay, we think the score might be 11-6. Yeah, I think that's right. So it is 11-6. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Looks like Maddie Lubke at the plate. For the Bulldogs, they have a runner on one and one out. Nice pitch. Chelsea found that outside corner there on Maddie. I believe Maddie is the cousin of Corey Lubke. Major league pitcher. I think he's still injured right now with a hamstring, maybe. Not sure. Maddie swing and a miss. Logan throws. Nobody at second base there to take that throw, so didn't get the runner at two. So the runner advances to second. Runner on two, Lubke at the plate. I believe the count is 1-2. All righty, Lupke's ready in the box. Pitch comes in from Chelsea. Nice pitch. Wasn't sure what he was going to do. Lupke goes down looking. Believe that was a changeup from Chelsea. Couldn't quite tell. That's two strikeouts. This is inning. Three strikeouts altogether, I believe. All right, we really need this out. Come on, ladies. All right, Chelsea delivers the pitch. Two outs. I believe this is probably Emily Keith at the plate, number 27. Emily started off pitching tonight as a freshman. I believe it was her first start. Struggled just a little bit. The Indians took advantage of that. Nice hit. Bounces. We do not get it. Bounces right over Chelsea's head. Coach considers sending that runner on third to home, but holds up there. So runners on the corners for Salina. We're in the bottom of the sixth. The score is 11-6. Coach Jeff Vaughn is coming in to talk to Chelsea. We just need one more out here.
I'm rooting for you a little bit.
All right, we are ready to go again. Carly Post is up for the Bulldogs. Salina has runners on first and third. We have two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs lead 11-6, I believe. Pitch comes in. Nice pitch. Strike. Logan does not throw. Very wisely there. Runner takes second, but they do have a runner on third, so held up on that throw. So first base is empty. Runners on second and third. Two outs. Carly Post at the plate. Chelsea's second pitch. A little bit high, I suppose. Not bad. First pitch was a strike, so we're looking at 1-1 on Post. Really need to stop him right here with two outs. All right, Chelsea delivers. Nice low pitch. Goes to Devin. Bounces under her glove. Let's see. Runner scores from third. Carly gets a double off that one. Nobody on first again. I believe that scored one run. Score should be 12-6. Haley McGilvery up. She is so easy to tell it's her because she has beautiful red hair. And Chelsea delivers. Ooh, outside corner. One sure on that one. Thought maybe we'd get a strike. Calls a ball.
See you middle.
All right.
Wait back.
I believe she's been hitting pretty well this evening. So pitch number two comes in as a strike. Logan looks back at that runner on second. Has quite a big leadoff. Count is 1-1 on McGilvery. Once again, there's two outs. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs have runners on second and third. Ball bounces in front of the plate. Logan keeps it in front of her. The count is two. I'm not sure. Two and one. Two balls, one strike on McGilvery. Chelsea pitches. Tries at the outside corner. Goes a little too wide, I believe, for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Got to dig deep. Those are playing out here in some bright sunshine, but really battling both teams today.
Back. Ball four.
Ball four for McGilvery. Takes a walk. That might have been the first walk that Chelsea delivered today. I think that was the first one maybe that she walked. So we have the bases loaded, two outs. Oh, man. That was the first walk. Vogel's up. Is that right? Did you hear me say, oh, man? Yep. She is a great hitter. Boy, ladies, be ready. She wails it to Audra Metzger, and it goes over her head. Darn it. For a second there, I thought she was going to get it. One run comes in. Two runs come in.
Up, up, up.
If you heard our conversation before, that Vogel is just a great hitter. And Audra almost, that sun makes it hard to see. She took one step in and just needed that step there. So I believe two more runs score with a double by Callie Vogel, or three runs score. We'll catch the score up here in a minute. Nice pitch. Gets through Casey and Devin. Backed up by Emily Hart. Let's see. Vogel goes to third. I'm not sure who that was hitting. Thank you. Brooke Steinbrenner was the batter there. How many home runs has Vogel hit this year? A bunch.
Bailey!
We have runners on the corners for Salina.
And that takes us to 15-6.
Really? Score is 15-6, I believe. Man, fielding errors are really killing us today. We are just really struggling with that. Not too bad on the bat, so we've got to put everything together. So this is Bailey Laux again hitting for the Bulldogs. Runners on 1-2, two outs. Swing right up the middle. Audra gets it in the outfield. A run comes in, though. Kelly Vogel makes it home on a single by Laux. So we have runners on 1-2, two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Let's see. We need to hang on to this. That might be a 10-run roll. Man, that went downhill fast. Game ends at 16-6, I believe. Salina beats Fort Recovery. First couple of great innings there. But then
and that completes ball game after six innings. The final score is 16-6.
So they scored
Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Please drive safely on the way home.
Bulldog scored eight runs in that inning to get the run roll. Boy, that was tough to see. The girls really gave that a good shot, especially when they switched and put Donovan in we just kept hitting, but our fielding, we just had way too many errors. The Indians will be at home tomorrow. This is kind of neat. Sorry. Indians and the Bulldogs are gathering around the pitcher's mound, doing or saying something inspirational. I don't know what it is, but I do know what it is, but maybe we won't even. Anyways, very inspirational. The ladies are showing great teamwork there around the pitcher's mound. How cool is that? I love it. Bowing their heads. So, yeah, get a picture of that. This is really, really neat. Bulldogs. Nice to see friendly sportsmanship here. So the Bulldogs end up rolling the Indians 16-6. But it was just a great effort. Tomorrow night, the Indians are going to be back home again. Tonight was probably a great game to get us ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow, we will face the Parkway Panthers, who are a great team. I believe they're ranked Division II right now. They are ranked number two in Division IV. So we'll face the Panthers. And then on Thursday, we will face the Versailles Tigers at home. So although that was a run rule, great effort by everybody. Hopefully this recording isn't too terrible. Once again, this is Jill Ranley for Fort Recovery Radio.